The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly, the satire, that is.
I'm Carly Fiorina. I deserve to be the next president of the United States because I have a lot of money. Like, a lot of money. You know what I eat for breakfast? Beluga whales. I would be a better president than Hillary because she's fat and I have better skin. And I have a lot of money. A lot. You know what I shit today? Fabergé eggs. I really should stop eating those. In conclusion, I have a lot of money. Nobody has disagreed with me in 16 years. I should be president. Excuse me, I have to go shit another egg. Vote Carly!
Josh Duggar, from the religious family in 19 Kids and Counting, said he molested 5 girls while he was a teenager, including some of his sisters. The Final Edition asked the man on the street, what do you think?
Christian Dingle.
Your Honor, look what she was wearing. My hand-me-downs.
This is what happens when you base a show on the Old Testament.
Leave your sisters alone.
They have 19 kids and I remain childless.
And his friend Huckabee, more like Fuckabee.
Fat Fuckabee.
Well, her ass isn't Christian.
Well, as long as he wasn't wearing cloth made from 2 different fabrics.
Gosh, there's so many of them.
My parents were first cousins.
I guess that's one of the advantages of a big family is great place to meet chicks.
Amalgamated Bank. Tired of paying outrageous check fees and penalties? Come over to Amalgamated Bank.
I overdrew my account and it only cost me $60.96. That's 4 cents less than Wells Fargo.
Amalgamated Bank. Our fees are slightly lower than everybody else's.
Amalgamated Bank.
Chapter 1.
This is MSNBC Midday. Video has emerged of an unarmed black teenager in Regent, Pennsylvania, dead after an encounter with the police. We have reporter Mark Garrison here. Mark, what do we know so far?
17-year-old Laquan Jackson might have been an honor student who would have become a civil engineer someday. Probably. His family says he literally never did anything wrong. We do not know what happened with police, but we have this objective analysis from a man in Laquan's neighborhood.
Hey, man! The police killed him after f***ing him!
Chapter 2.
Fox News has learned that Laquan Jackson was a self-mutilator and deliberately cut himself at least once. Could he have also harmed himself in this case and shot himself from 10 feet away? Fox has questions.
Well, that certainly is a question. Plus, photos emerged of Laquan Jackson on a high school field trip to the American Air Power Museum, where he stood next to a 15,000-pound World War II howitzer. Could he have been aiming that 7-ton howitzer at police 3 months later?
That also is a question.
Chapter 3.
On a lighter side of the news, police in Regent, Pennsylvania, where Laquan Jackson was killed, are required to stop young black men and take all their money to pay for repairs to the turnpike. The mayor defended this policy as necessary.
So we should let the turnpike fall apart? We have pride in this town.
Chapter 4.
We're now on the second day of rioting in Regent, Pennsylvania, after Laquan Jackson's funeral. CNN correspondent Jake Pratt is on the scene. Jake, how's it look?
I've got someone yelling behind me. This might explode into violence.
They're treating us like fools. They're treating us like fools! The Steelers could have had the best defense in the league, and look at them! They're blowing it!
Well, I blame the front office.
Who else are you going to blame? They got all the players.
I don't know if this is protest-related, so back to you in the studio, and I'll let you know if this turns into a race riot of any kind.
Thanks, Jake.
You know, I just don't understand what these rioters think they're accomplishing. They could make their points so much better with peaceful demonstrations like the one on Thursday.
There was a peaceful demonstration Thursday?
Yeah, we didn't cover it, but that's not the point.
Chapter 5.
A few corrections here on Local News 10. There were actually 5 officers involved in the Laquan Jackson incident instead of 3 as previously reported. The bullet wounds were not where we said they were. The crime scene photo we've been using is from the Kent State shooting in 1970. Laquan Jackson's name is actually Jackson Laquan, and the picture we've been using for him is a 30-year-old photo of actor Wesley Snipes.
Chapter 6.
The governor of Pennsylvania had this statement today.
This has been a rough week for our state, but this has prompted a national conversation that can help police better understand the public, help the public better understand police, and ensure that this kind of tragedy will never strike again.
Chapter 7.
Tragedy strikes in a Missouri suburb as an unarmed 17-year-old black teenager is mistaken for an armed 52-year-old white paraplegic. Here's a report.
The police killed him after f***ing him.
I want everyone to make a lot of noise. I want everybody to make another point. Hip, hip, hooray, and the guns from the riot.
Unemployment stands at almost 8% in the United Kingdom, but this week insane Brits celebrated the birth of an 8-pound parasite who, along with all other Windsors, will suck on the nation's lifeblood for the rest of the century. Our Pepper Lewis interviewed Sir Bartholomew Kidney Fitzpudding, a royal equerry of Her Majesty the Queen, or in American, a Buckingham Palace flack. He explained the significance of the new royal birth.
Sir Bartholomew, may I call you Bart?
No.
Oh.
Please don't misunderstand. Her Majesty encourages royal equerries to be friendly to commoners like yourself, but in British, Bart is short for baronet. I am a mere knight, not a baronet. Yet.
These distinctions are important to Brits. I mean the British.
Immensely. The great significance of the new royal birth is that now, along with her grandfather Charles and father William and brother George, Britain is guaranteed to have a sizable royal family for the rest of this century.
The economy's in double-dip recession. Incomes are at their lowest level since the Great Depression. But people are thrilled at having to shell out billions of pounds to be ruled by royals for the foreseeable future?
Absolutely. Without royals, where would our wonderful class system be? How would people know their class? You can't have class without a class system.
I wouldn't know. We don't have one.
Which is why Americans have no class.
Oh, snap. Okay, so what's in her future for the new royal toddler?
Well, the popular view of her grandfather, Prince Charles, and her great-aunt, Princess Anne, is that they're complete... Is doofuses a word?
That is a word, yes.
These characteristics jump a generation, so I think we can expect Princess Charlotte to resemble the current Prince of Wales, Sister Anne, and therefore provide us with rather more jollity than her father and mother have.
Great, so she'll frequently be mistaken for a horse?
That's better than being mistaken for middle class.
Getting back to class, isn't there any anger in the British public to yet another addition to a family who do nothing except live incredibly opulent lives in sumptuous properties at the expense of tens of millions of hard-working Brits?
The Windsors have been superb stewards of the British monarchy and its immortal traditions.
Going all the way back to feudalism.
Feudalism had its points.
But aren't the Windsors pretty new on the British scene? Originally came from Germany in the 19th century, no?
Victoria was the legitimate heir to the throne.
And it was during the First World War against Germany that they had to change their name to Windsor.
That is correct. Full marks.
So what was the family's original German name?
We don't usually go into that.
Oh, come on, Sir Kidney Fitzpudding.
Hitler.
Thanks, Bart.
You're watching Hype Talk, Domestic Boxing Championship Edition. Out of the ring, into the home. I'm a token female presenter, and with me are two guys who are going to do all the talking.
Here we are, just moments away from the start of domestic boxing championship season.
Which is all the time.
Intense!
We never know exactly when a domestic boxing match is going to take place. But one thing we do know, things are going to get physical. A lot of talk this season about Floyd Money Mayweather. Gotta tell you, I think Deadspin was right on the money here. With a domestic boxing record of 7 official assault charges, 5 women down, he's gotta be a strong contender.
Woo! Impressive stuff!
Now, not just because of his style, not just because he knows how to take care of business, but because he's actually a professional boxer, fighting, let's say, the mother of one of his kids, or a couple of chicks he gets mad at a bar in Vegas.
You know it. Flash forward, round one. He's working, he's hustling, he's jabbing, getting a couple bone crunchers.
Ah, she's feeling it, she's cowering, she's maybe begging for mercy a little bit.
You know, at his level of domestic boxing, I don't care if she's taking 6 weeks of self-defense at the Y, or she's got some of those, you know, long, sharp fingernails, or she's even got a pepper spray in her purse. If he's in the zone, there's only one way this can go. Smart Money says she's spitting teeth through the ropes while her kid's calling the cops from inside a bedroom closet.
That's domestic boxing for you.
It sure is. You know, it's a sport that's been gaining momentum over the last few years. Lots of folks getting involved.
Yeah, good to see some NFL players branching out.
Yeah, but not only cultural icons. Your folks at the grassroots, amateur level, are discovering the sport.
An equal spread across race, class, geography, too, which is good to see.
22% of women getting to participate in the game in the U.S. alone.
So, you know, feminism, am I right?
Dead right. Beaten to a pulp, dead right.
With luck, we'll be back with more of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Pull up your pants, we're back! It's the Final Edition Radio Hour!
9 people were killed in a massive biker brawl in Waco, Texas. The Final Edition asked the man on the street, what do you think?
Of course they killed each other. It was happy hour.
They're not black. I don't really know how to feel about this.
That guy stared at another man's bitch.
Oh, the Hispanics and the racists should be friends.
I'm imagining a lot of those guys had gray ponytails. Am I way off on this?
Well, I heard that one of those biker gals put a hand grenade up her vee.
I thought the same thing I always think whenever I see some story like this. Please don't let them be Muslim.
Leave white bikers alone.
Well, see, if they were all armed, this wouldn't have happened.
Thanks, Obama.
You know, they say violence never solves anything. Here, I think it did solve something.
It solved 9 problems.
Waco, Texas. More like Wacko.
You didn't just say that. You can't just say it.
This portion of the show was brought to you by
New Clard. Now with added red dots and drunk.
All right, reserve.
Gosh, honey. New Clard with red dots and drunk.
Yes, honey.
Is this an improvement over regular Clard?
Is it ever. New Clard with red dots and drunk delivers virtually 70% more.
Whoa.
Factor.
All right, reserve.
Say, why don't you try it for yourself?
You first, David.
All righty. New drunk. Not only has red dots, but now delivers virtually 70% more.
Whoa!
Factor.
All right, reserve.
What do you think, David? Can you taste the difference?
I guess so. Say, wait a minute. Isn't Drolk just Clard spelled backwards?
Ow! Let go of my arm! Where are you taking me?
All rise, the Honorable Judge Ramsey presiding.
You stand accused of maligning a corporate person, causing great emotional harm, and the potential loss of revenue. How do you plead?
Guilty, Your Honor. I throw myself upon the mercy of the court. I honestly didn't know Clard was different than Drolk. I mean, I know they're different and all that, but...
Prosecution, do you have any questions before sentencing?
Yes, Your Honor. If I may approach the accused.
Go ahead.
I have here in my hand Exhibit A. Can you tell us what this object is?
Yes, sir. New Clard with red dots and Drolk.
What? Please speak up so the court can hear you.
New Clard with red dots and Drolk.
Have you ever tasted anything so delicious before?
Of course not. It delivers. It delivers virtually 70% more.
Whoa. Factor.
All right, reserve.
Then old Clard. Or Drolk. I mean...
Oh, David!
Helen, I didn't mean it. Don't send me back there. They put things on my nipples. It's all lies. They're the ones who should be in chains, not me.
Restrain that man. Bailiff. Bailiff. Restrain that man. Somebody grab the gun. Look out.
Get out of the way.
Order is a four.
A double park.
Psst. Helen, over here. It's me.
David, why didn't you write? It's been almost a year since you escaped.
But I haven't escaped. They're still after me. They'll always be after me. I hide in rooms all day and travel by night. No friends, no rest, no peace.
Oh, David!
Keep moving. That's all that's left for me. Forgive me, Helen. But Drolk really is just Clard, spelled backwards.
Oh, David! It was all going to be so different.
I've got to go.
Can't you tell me where you're going? Will you write?
No.
Do you need any money? But you must, David. How do you live?
I steal.
Say, why don't you try it for yourself?
All right, preserve.
Say, why don't you try it for yourself?
All right, preserve.
Say, why don't you try it for yourself?
All right, preserve.
Say, why don't you try it for yourself?
All right, preserve.
Say, why don't you try it for yourself? Hey, try it for yourself! Say, why don't you try it for yourself?
Amalgamated Bank. We're here to help families.
They lost our mortgage payments. That can't be legal.
Help themselves.
They took all our money. We're ruined.
Amalgamated Bank.
Hi, I'm Officer Bob Bates, and welcome to Cops Bloopers, Blunders, and Practical Jokes, the show that looks at the funnier side of law enforcement. Now, the Miranda rights have not been used to overturn a conviction since the Carter administration, and here's why. It's quite a lot to remember. Watch.
You have the right to retain silence. Oh, no.
Anything you say can be used against you in a state of law. Oh, wait.
If you do not have that... Oh, fuck!
You have the right to remain silent. Oh,
I guess you can see why we don't use it anymore. This next tape was sent in by Joan Benson of Inglewood, California.
I can't breathe.
Ouch. I miss it. In our next segment, the joke is on two officers in the 3rd Precinct of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The African-American drug dealer in our next prank is actually undercover cop Ron Simone, who has been talking to Internal Affairs. Let's see what happens when Officer Thomas, who is not in on the gag, shows up.
All right, up against the car, nigger.
No, wait, I'm...
Hands on the hood! But... Shut the fuck up!
Look, I'm a...
Who's got a clean gun? What? What's so funny?
Now it's time for our blooper of the week. This one comes from Dallas, Texas. Check out this major boner.
Look at them. Just a bunch of dirty little monkeys. Like to shoot them all in the goddamn head one by...
Hey, that's not on, is it? God damn it, college boy, you stupid fucking asshole! What's it on now? Okay, well, we've secured the playground. Ready for our next call.
That's our show. Until next week, be careful out there and stay tuned for America's Funniest Most Wanted.
This is Food Beat, where we patrol the latest in food. This week's restaurant, Three Plates in West Los Angeles.
I'm here at Three Plates on La Cienega talking to the owner, Ronnie Mason, who's also my waiter for tonight. Ronnie, why is your restaurant called Three Plates? Do you have three specialties you want to tell us about?
No, this restaurant just has three plates for everybody. Are you done with your eggs?
Well, I just got him, so...
Because we need that plate for the lady over there.
Is he done with that plate yet?
Shut up!
That's three plates on La Cienega. And this is Food Beat.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bachman. Contrary to popular belief, my husband Marcus and I are not racist. And to prove it, my husband would like to sing a song about it with his dancers.
God made so many people different from you and me. He doesn't make mistakes, it's all meant to be. But when someone hates, cause of someone's creed, makes my heart ache, where's the humanity? Oh. He made us in his image, and how cool is that? I mean, Jesus Christ looks just like Robert Plant. But if someone calls you a mixed big wop chick or Mexican, just sing him this song, show them they are wrong. Stalls at the YMCA. Racism is so gay. It's like Elton John eating creme brulee. Find a cure, and every one of us will be a boy or a girl. We gotta stay together, it's the United States. It's one big melting pot, but we don't want quiche on our plate. Wham, James Dean, Harvey Firestein, oh, Proctology, Group of Mr. Clean, Scientology, gayer than sparkling water, Dykea, than Dick Cheney's daughter, racism is so gay, like bending over for soap in Guantanamo.
They don't like it when I roll my R's. Here if I do it more. Next on the final edition.
Okay, I think you should do all of this. What? You don't improvise, is that what you're telling me?
No, I can't improvise this. There's not enough substance to get my teeth into.
After these messages, the final edition radio hour will go to pi squared.
We will be right back after this.
Yeah, do something French. Imagine you're drinking wine.
Just did.
We'll be back to discuss on the final edition radio hour.
Okay, these are incomprehensible. That's enough.
We'll be back soon with more of the final edition radio hour.
/ the David Pakman Show.
And now, some more of the final edition radio hour.
Today on Clickbait, watch this celebrity completely destroy all arguments against marijuana.
I mean, on balance, it's not any worse than alcohol.
Wow! I don't think the drug warriors are coming back from that! And check out the 12 most respected jobs in America. You won't believe number 6.
Number 6. Dentist.
Jesus Christ in a wheat thin! Did you even see that coming? Finally, a man returns home to his dog after 7 months in Afghanistan. What happens next will melt your heart.
Boy. That dog's excited.
Oh, it gets me right in the feels. That's today on Clickbait, where it's almost like you read something.
OMG, Megan, I can't wait for you to meet Danny. He's the bestest gay best friend ever. I just texted him. He's going to come outside the club and meet us on the sidewalk.
This place is gross. Like, what is he doing in a sleazy strip club anyway?
Trolling for horny guys, I guess. He's so gay. Oh my god, here he is. Danny, come over here.
Oh, hey. How you doing, Jessica?
It's Courtney. Hey, Danny, I want you to meet my friend Megan.
Hey, how you doing, tits?
Excuse me?
I meant, you know, you got a nice little rack there. If I was into girls. I like the way your titties hang there. Like a guy's nutsack or something.
Gross! You think my boobs look like a guy's scrotum?
Yeah. But in a good way. You know, me being a queer and all. Hey, gee, that's a cute little bra you got on there. What is that, Manolo Blahnik?
Manolo Blahnik? They make shoes, not bras.
Oh, yeah. Like Jimmy Joo, right? Here, let me give those boobies a squeeze. It's okay. Hey, I'm a homo. Oh, yeah. There we go.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you're doing this.
It's too bad Danny isn't getting anything out of it. Right, Danny?
Yeah. Just us girls, right? Yeah. That feels real nice. There's a lump in there that feels like a guy's testicle.
What? There's a lump in my breast?
Yeah, and it's fabulous. You know, like us queers say.
I love how you reclaimed the term queer.
Yeah, and fag and homo too. I always liked Nancy Boy. It's old school.
Courtney, I need to talk to you. I'm not sure that your gay BFF is really gay.
Shh, he'll hear you.
That's why I have my eyes closed, Courtney. If he's gay, where's this boyfriend you say he's always breaking up with?
Oh, Dimitri? I've had to nurse poor Danny through so many breakups with him.
Ladies, I hope you don't mind, but I texted my darling Dimitri, who's inside the establishment here, to join us. Here he is now. Hello, sweetie.
Sweetie? What the fuck?
Dimitri, this is the girl I was telling you about. The one who comforts me during our little spats.
Yeah, I gotcha. The one you turn to when I won't plow your hairy asshole. Ugh.
Hey, who said you were the pitcher? Nobody fucks me in the ass, even in a fake scenario. I mean, here we go again with the fighting. Amanda, I will undoubtedly need to turn to you again tonight.
Courtney, and of course, Danny, this man is a beast. You deserve so much better.
So do I. Who's your friend with the bodacious knockers?
Get lost. You served your purpose. Oh, Amber, I'll need your comfort more than ever tonight. I'll be over after I get a lap dance inside. And of course, I'll have to give it to you in the ass again on account of me being so gay and all.
Of course, Danny. I'm there for you. So sensitive.
Right. And then afterwards, I could teach you how to mooshu.
Anything for you, Danny. What's mooshu?
It's the latest thing in the gay community. After I plow you in the ass, I send you down the block to the Szechuan Dragon to get some Mushu pork. All of us gay guys are doing it.
Oh my god, this is so kinky. Megan, isn't this so cool?
Yeah. Tits, you want to join us? I'll have Tiffany here pick up some Kung Pao chicken, too. See you in a few. Toodles.
I married someone I met on OK Stupid.
Then we got divorced and we're fighting over the kids. It's a nightmare.
But when you get screwed by OK Stupid, you just gotta get back on OK Stupid. That's where I met Don.
I make my own soap.
At OK Stupid, we match up idiots and help them push their lives in new directions. Our patented personality test guarantees your match will make decisions in the same wrenching, short-sighted way you do.
Anyone who has dogfights in his apartment!
Oh, this again. You're a broken record.
Get that special person who's in your life permanently, no matter what, at OK Stupid.
He's got a knife.
Don't worry, I'm a minister of God.
You're both crazy. Get out.
But my ministry.
This is the police. Open up.
Damn it. The police. Flush these dogs.
Hello. My name is Carly Fiorina. As your president, I will run this country like a business because this government has been failing upward for too long. It's time we told this government that we went in another direction. Because we, as a nation, need to step into our cubicles together and get America back to work. I promise you, as your commander-in-chief, I will think outside the box, run ideas up the flagpole, and square the circle by cascading relevant information up the strategic staircase. It's time to reimagine government. My experience in the executive branch of Hewlett-Packard has enabled me to make the hard decisions. I'm proud of my track record and my attention to detail. My father is my hero, and I see myself being reelected in 5 years. The first cabinet member I will hire will be Becky, my administrative assistant, who will cut the deficit in half by ending needless supply closet acquisitions. Although none of us want to downsize America, let's face it, it would be a lot cheaper if we outsourced our Mexicans to China. And I don't mind telling you, America, the refrigerator is disgusting. I will be tough on corporate terrorism, along with the real kind. My terrorist task force will meet daily, fueled with determination, pastries, bagels, a variety of spreads. And you can count on me to get the job done, even if that job is temp to perm. My name is Carly Fiorina, and I'm running for the title of President of the United States. I truly believe that I'm the best woman for the job, as my LinkedIn profile clearly shows. So vote for me and help me get America's stock back on margin.
This is the city. Each year, millions of thought explorers come here to create dynamic content. When a customer connects to a brand, they get stoked. Sometimes they get hyper stoked. When that happens, I go to work. I carry an iPhone 6 Plus.
The content you're about to consume is literally true. The names have been changed to protect brand identity. The New Millennials.
It was Wednesday, March 18th. It was epic in Los Angeles. We were working the day watch out of the confusing tattoo division. Our thought leader is Troy. My partner is Tatiana. My name is Crystal, spelled with a K. We got like a text. It was Troy. He wanted to see us in his idea room next to the vision board, ASAP.
You wanted some FaceTime?
Awesome. Thanks for coming. I'm pumped. You need to vision this PowerPoint presentation. We got a tip someone was making fun of Kickstarter.
Uh-huh. Where are they now?
At the Alston Yacht Club.
You mean that artisanal cocktail place on Sunset?
No, Tatiana. You're thinking of Alumet, which is closing on June 23rd.
For literal? The Alston Yacht Club serves shishito peppers and pork belly with a cherry coke reduction on a bed of feta gratin. For reals.
I know. Alumet's approach is totes inventive and seasonal. Innovative, yet somehow familiar. In your face, yet subtle. Rustic, yet elegant. Left, yet right. Up, yet down. No, yet yes.
Is it just me? Or is anyone else here horny?
Tatiana did oral on Troy while he Instagrammed it and I live tweeted. It was now 1 p.m. We decided to Uber it over to the Alston Yacht Club. Tatiana verbiaged first.
I'm Tatiana, and this is my partner, Crystal.
With a K.
Okay, which one's Crystal again?
I am.
And which one's Tatiana?
I am.
Okay, look, I can't tell you apart.
OMG, dude. We're totes different. LOL, etc.
Fuck, stop it. That's irritating even to me. Anyway, I'm Jared. I'll be your food administrator.
Never mind that now. Is this the Alston Yacht Club?
Yeah, but only until May 7th. Then we're Prado. Prado will feature almond bowls and crudité topped with atomized candy cap bitters and smoked salt.
Uh-huh.
Until it closes July 7th. Then we're opening up an artisanal noodle place.
Called?
No name.
Why not?
No, that's what it's called. No name.
I don't get it.
That's okay, because we're closing it before anyone knows about it.
Relevance. We got a tip. You were running a Kickstarter campaign that was really getting people stoked.
Awesome. That's right. Listen up. It's a Kickstarter campaign that will help fund the construction of a motorcycle ratcheting lever starting mechanism you can use with your foot.
I don't get it.
Don't get what?
Kickstarter. You're using Kickstarter to fund the construction of a Kickstarter.
Tits. Dude, it's not funny.
So what? My impression score rose 15% among 18 to 34-year-olds.
Let me tell you something, mister. Don't ever use a Kickstarter campaign as a joke. Kickstarter's for serious issues, like raising $60,000 to buy a van for your band when you're already independently wealthy. You want humor? Try GoFundMe.
For literal, dude. On flick.
Okay. Anyone want to listen to Drake while having butt sex?
The content you have just consumed is true. The names have been changed to protect brand identity.
On March 22nd, a TED Talk was held in the lobby of Chango's Coffee Roasters across the street from Flounce, the clothing boutique. In a moment, the results of that talk. Jared's Kickstarter campaign to help fund the construction of a Kickstarter was deemed way too meta and therefore an epic fail. Jared is now listening to Drake while having butt sex.
We will be back right after this.
Hey, we're back now. It's time for some more of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Hi, I'm Julia Roberts.
And I'm Sarah Jessica Parker.
Whenever we get a break from voiceovers or Revlon ads or whatever the hell it is we do now, we like to catch up on the Final Edition Radio Hour.
That kind of trenchant cultural satire always makes me wonder why we don't hire their writers for something.
But then we always forget to follow up on that.
Yeah.
We think you should listen to the Final Edition because the people who produce it, well, things aren't going to end well for them.
Okay, ladies, it's time to get back on the movie set.
Be right there, James Cameron.
The Final Edition Radio Hour. It's the show you're listening to right now.
Hello, Doctor. I'm Hector.
Don't call me Doctor. I'm a shrink. A doctor could cure you of something. All I do is let you pay me to listen while you whine about how you can't lose weight.
I appreciate your approach. Don't pull any punches. Give it to me straight. I can take it.
Sit down. Or are you already sitting down? I can't fucking tell.
Oh, good, good. Keep that up. I need the directness. Wow. This IKEA stuff is really flimsy.
Don't worry about it. Cost of doing business. Okay, what's your problem?
I feel alienated from my family. I think I may be bipolar.
The only thing bipolar about you is that you're the size of a fucking planet.
Oh, that's good, Doc. More of that. I can take it.
Listen, your problem isn't mental. Your problem is you have this humongous fucking tutu of adipose tissue sticking out from where your hips used to be.
It's true. I do. It's disgusting. I'm disgusting.
Your problem is that right now, that giant frisbee of flab is settling inside your X to the fifth L sweatpants round the vast soggy muscle-free twin peaks of your fucking behemoth buttocks. Like a tanker load of congealed lard.
It is. That's my problem. That's exactly how it feels. You're amazing.
As you wheeze yourself down for the fucking umpteenth time today into the umpteenth fucking bum nest provided for your colossal convenience.
Sock it to me, Doc. I need that perspective. I need to get outside myself.
Yeah, it must be tough when there's fucking that much of you.
It is. It is. But thanks to you, I'm getting in touch with myself.
How could you get in touch with yourself when yourself is buried under 100 layers of quivering, characterless blubber?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I will face up to that.
How? By only having half a sack of hamburgers for your mid-morning snack? Huh? Only inhale one jumbo bag of bagel chips when you drive down to the fucking mailbox?
Well, I'll do better than that, Doc. I'll take responsibility for myself. I'll embrace my condition. No more self-loathing. No more excuses. I'll learn to live with my disability. Shout it out loud. I'm big and proud.
Disability? Big? Listen, bro, you ain't disabled. You ain't big. You, my friend, are unbelievably, immeasurably fucking fat.
Oh, my God! How can you use that vile word?
You're so fat, you need your own zip code. You're so fat, you're fat. Has fat on the fat
no.
of its
no.
fat.
No, no, that's hate speech. That is the F word.
The F word is fuck, as in you fat fuck.
That hurts my feelings.
Whoa, what feelings? You feel hungry? You feel full? You feel like taking a shit? How do you take a shit anyway? You even remember where your asshole is? And even if you do, how the fuck do you aim it in the right direction?
Oh, God, so sorry.
You know something, Tony? This is pretty fucking offensive. I'm no PC dude or nothing, you know, man, but fat people know they're fat, right? I mean, it's their business, right?
So you're not going to do the sketch because you're, you know, featherweight yourself.
I'm not fat. I have big bones.
Danny, face it. You're fat, man.
Who? The fuck are you calling fat? You're no fucking ballerina. You got so much belly fat, you look like your water's gonna break.
Hey, first time I saw you walk through that door, you look like 10 dogs fighting in a sack.
Yeah? You're so fucking fat, trucks can't pass you on the right. You fat motherfucking fuck you. Don't you ever... You haven't seen your prick since Bush was in office.
I've been standing with my faith across the water, across the land. I've seen every blue
eye. Hey, Cindy, give me a bass ale. Mind if I sit down?
No, go right ahead.
I'm Kevin. Good to meet you.
Hey, I'm Dan. Pretty busy in here tonight.
Are you kidding? This is nothing compared to last night. Last night was packed.
Oh, yeah?
It was the playoffs.
Oh, right.
How about those playoffs, huh?
You know, I missed the playoffs.
You missed the playoffs?
Yeah.
How could you miss the playoffs?
I don't watch the playoffs.
I never miss the playoffs.
Playoffs were good, huh?
No, the playoffs were awesome.
Oh, yeah?
Didn't you see any of the playoffs?
No, I did not.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe you didn't see any of the playoffs.
Well, it's true. I completely missed the playoffs.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Hey, Rick, would you believe this guy didn't see the playoffs?
You didn't see the playoffs?
No, I didn't see the playoffs.
How could you not see the playoffs?
I asked him that, too.
You mean you saw some of the playoffs, right?
No, I didn't see any of the playoffs.
So, what are you doing here?
Well, I know what I'm not doing. Blending in.
Hey, everybody! This dude's bragging to me about he didn't see any of the playoffs!
You didn't see the playoffs?
You didn't see
the playoffs? How did you miss the playoffs?
What the hell is wrong with
you? Why do you hate the playoffs?
Why don't you go somewhere else?
Why are you even here?
What are you, blind?
You have a problem with the playoffs?
Sorry, I just didn't want to see the playoffs.
What have you got against people who watch the playoffs?
Believe me, I have no particular feelings about any of you.
Oh, he thinks he's better than us.
Oh, yeah, look at you.
You're
better than us? Oh, seriously, look at this guy. Where'd you get that? Hey, Mark?
I was just kidding. Of course I saw the playoffs.
What did you think of the playoffs?
They were awesome.
Awesome?
Are you crazy?
You didn't even watch
they
the playoffs.
The foul.
That was horrible.
Worst
officiating ever.
Nice work, buddy. Now you've done it.
You dumb.
What's the matter with you? What are you?
Good night.
It's a beautiful, sunny New Year's Day here in the parking lot of the world-famous Mall of America, and a massive crowd indeed has turned out for what is probably the biggest stunt of Daredevil Ron Dakota's illustrious career.
Well, that's right, Bob.
It's Chip.
That's right, Chet. It's a capacity crowd, and the sun is shining on this special ABC Sports Time extravaganza.
You know, Bob, Ron Dakota is rumored to have broken every bone in his body over his 10 years as a Daredevil and stuntman extraordinaire.
And he certainly is a showman. We can see him now getting into his straitjacket, really playing it up for the crowd.
He is now being hoisted up high above the crowd, feet first, by a giant crane where in just moments he will be dropped 100 yards head first onto a concrete slab.
Wow, that's just about the length of a football field, but set up on its side.
Yeah. Now I see no cords attached, no helmet, no protective gear whatsoever. Quite frankly, I don't see how he's going to pull this one off.
And you know, Chip, it's just a testament to his drive and determination that he's even here today, considering all the personal tragedies he's gone through in this past year.
That's right, with his once beautiful wife, Arlene, losing the baby in a tragic car accident and her subsequent suicide.
Not to mention the loss of his first son due to a gay bashing last spring. Ow, that's gotta hurt.
And, of course, just this last Christmas Eve, the senseless slaying of both his parents in their Forest Hills home, of which, for a time, he was the prime suspect. It's just a confirmation of his professionalism and the love of his fans to see him out here today.
Well, that's right.
And here's the countdown. A hush comes over the crowd.
Well, you couldn't ask for a nicer day.
Six, five, four, three, two, and...
Let's go to commercial.
Are your women hard to pin down? Difficult to open? Scratch and claw at every turn? Then you need Boko Haram's Rape Kit for Rapists. Whether you want your girl on her back, bent over, or stretched like a contortionist, Boko Haram's Rape Kit for Rapists has all the essentials you need for raping. That's right. Open the kit and you'll find duct tape, handcuffs, and scissors to rip even the tightest skinny jeans. And for all you virgin lovers out there, the rape kit also includes a Tide bleach stick to get out the toughest bloodstains. Into sodomy? Worry not! Every rape kit comes with a special lubrication to ensure a smooth passageway into any anal cavity. Call now and you'll even receive a free Quran to assure you that you're doing the right thing. Remember, it's okay as long as it's not gay. Boko Haram's Rape Kit for Rapists. Stop waiting and start raping today.
Hi, this is Jeff Chrysler from the Final Edition Radio Hour, and we just want to let you know that the preceding sketch was written by a woman, a Jewish woman. In fact, if you're really interested, we can tell you where to find her.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition are performed by Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Dan Vitale, Jeff Chrysler, Barry Lenk, John Marshall, Abby Parker, Rachel Rauch, Steve Rosenfield, James Mount, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, Andrew Danish, Leslie Shapira, Anne Tuchel, and Darby Worley. Credit to our writers at the Final Edition Radio Hour, Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Abby Parker, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Lenk, Leslie Shapira, Kurt Weitzman, Kate Knowles, Jeremy Rayburn, and Steve Rosenfield. The Final Edition is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler, West Coast production by Barry Lenk. Audio edited and engineered by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition LLC, copyright 2014.